check this and say, you don't know what you have and you know and you got until you try it out and put it out there, because I didn't know I could do any of this, any of this. I didn't even know I could even go there and take care of a patient that's bleeding, which in the hospital, I didn't know any of that. I'm like, I can't do none of that. You don't know until you put yourself to it. We know so much. We got so much in us. And you gotta work it. You gotta work it and believe in yourself.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm so glad you could join me here today. Hey everybody! I'm back today with a good friend of mine, Flossie. And Flossie is originally from Kenya, but she's been living in the US for many, many years now. She is a nurse, and she's also an author of this really great book. We're going to hear all about it from her. And the very first thing I want to discuss is Flossie did nursing. I mean, as a nurse, and especially in today's world, you can imagine the kind of pressure that's been on her. And she very recently quit her day job to go on and lead a life, you know, on her own terms, doing things that she loves to do. So I can't wait to hear all about this. Flossie is a big proponent of simplification. She talks about how simplifying things can help us achieve so much more than we even imagined. If you know me, you know that simplification is very, very close to my heart. I often quote Marie Forleo, who says, simplify to amplify. And I say this in all my classes, workshops, a lot of my content. And one of the ways you can simplify your life is by learning to make your own dairy alternatives at home yourself. Whether it is milk, curds, yogurt, cheeses, tea, coffee. When you make milks out of plant-based ingredients, you know exactly what goes into them. And I'm all about teaching you how to make them in the easiest way possible. So check out my Dairy Alternatives workshop. I'm going to share the link in my show notes. If you go to my website, you'll be able to find it. And book a session with me if you'd like to be empowered to make your own dairy alternatives at home. I promise you it's going to change your life. So yeah, without further ado, hey Flossie!
Hello everybody! Oh, I love that introduction. That's so nice. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's lovely to have you here, Flossie. So tell us a bit about yourself. You were born and brought up in Kenya, and then you moved to the US. So tell us your story a little bit about that.
Sure, I'd love to do that. So my story starts in a village in Nairobi, Kenya, actually in Kenya, because Nairobi is the capital city of Kenya. But I was raised in a village. That's where I was born and raised. And my parents didn't have much. We were actually raised very, very poor. So what we did was we grew our own food. We went fetching our own water because we didn't have any running water. We didn't have no paved roads. We didn't have none of that. So we learned how to do that. I actually learned how to do that at a very, very early age. I learned how to cultivate the garden or the farm with my hands, no machinery, none of that. And I learned how to cook and all that. And I learned how to eat from the earth. That was the main thing. Education was extremely difficult to get because where I was raised, you have to pay for education, starting from kindergarten and elementary school and all that. And money was very, very scarce. So some people did not go to school. Others did if they had the money. But I was fortunate to be one of those that was able to make it to the equivalent of high school, not because my father had money, but because they worked so hard on the farm to do that. And then I had other family members that were older than me that contributed to my education because I was the last born of the family. In all that, I don't even remember. I think it was about, I was about 10 when I wore my first pair of shoes, because that was a luxury. Wow. And you'd wear it to church and you would have to take it off until the next Sunday, the following Sunday. And you'd get one dress, a new dress, once a year, which would be on Christmas Day. So all those things, and we grow with a lot of values and a lot of learning that you have to struggle and fend for yourself and never to give up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that is your background. That is how you grew up. So what? Yes. How did you, you know, move to the U.S. and how did that change?
Yes. So after I finished my my high school, I was able to fend for myself as well, because we have what we call tamaking in Kenya, which is you're looking for a job, you know, you catching the bus every day, you go to the big city, you're trying to find yourself a job, because my family could not afford to take me to college. And I finally, after doing a lot of little jobs, I'll call them media jobs, I landed myself a job with the airline. That did not come about easy. It didn't come about easy. But when I did that, then I was able to maneuver through a lot of connections, because that did matter, and a lot of hard work to maneuver a ticket to come to the United States. Mm. So, yes. But that was a big thing, because even with that, I needed so much more money even to come and sustain myself. So I did come to the United States, and when I got to the United States, so much went wrong, but so much went well later, but that was many, many, many years later. So I came to the United States, and it was difficult. There was a culture shock. There was a food shock. There was everything shock is what I call it, because I didn't know where to begin. There was a time when I didn't have a place to stay for a while. And when I got here, I didn't even know what I was really coming to do, because I'm thinking I'm coming over to the United States so I can make things better, you know, live the American dream. But I didn't know exactly where I was going to begin. So through all the struggles and trying to work through the culture shock and everything else, I was able to land myself a little job. After many other little jobs, like cleaning jobs, I did clean quite a few toilets for a few years. And so I'm an expert with that, I'll tell you that. And so I did a lot of those jobs. And one time I was working in an assisted living facility, which was equivalent to like when people come out of a nursing home or a hospital. Actually, when they come out of a hospital and they're living by themselves, they want to live by themselves, but they have somebody to actually just help with their medication, help them with their daily chore, you know, daily care. And as I was working there as what they call just like an assistant to help with the baths and the showers and stuff like that, is when I met this lady that talked to me often, and she was a nurse. She was an LPN, which is a licensed practical nurse, which is the nurse that is before the registered nurse. And she would tell me, you know, Flossie, I think the way you're doing things, you can really make a great nurse. Mm. And I would disagree. I would like, no, not me. First of all, this is my third language. English is my third language. I don't know how I can go to college in the United States and do that. And plus, I don't like the sight of blood. I don't like needles. This is what I'm just thinking. And anyway,
how old were you then?
I was this was in Massachusetts. Is that where you asked me where I was?
No, no, no. How old were you then?
Oh, I was 33 years old. I was 33 years old, because I had to come here and learn how to drive, okay, because I never drove in Kenya. I had to learn how to drive. This is all the culture shock. I had to learn all that, and everything was really difficult. So I'm like, going to college? That's a big one for me. But she convinced me, and eventually she helped me out, and I was able to apply to a college, which was like similar to what she did, licensed practical nurse. And she brought the books and everything. I actually write this in my book, Village Vibes. And yes, and so I put it, and I put the application in. She helped me, and I started there. It was extremely difficult because I didn't know how to type. I didn't know how to type. And those were the days when we're using word processors. If anybody remembers word processors, there were no computers. And so with that, I struggled through, but it started to feel good. I'm learning something. Well, it was doing the exams, and my homework took a little longer because I had this as my third language. But I made it well. I excelled well. And it was a 12 weeks of full-time program. And I did great. And so from there, I started my career.
Wow, what a journey. And it's so amazing that this lady was there to really push you to this and just help you through the process, because sometimes we can't do it on our own, right? You would have never taken that step unless somebody was there to really encourage you repeatedly. So that's, angels come in all forms in this world.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, even up till to this day, I have tried to locate her, and I mentioned her in my book, but I haven't been able to locate her. Oh. But she started my journey, which was nursing school journey of 10 years.
Wow.
Yes, that was just the beginning, because just like it is in different careers, there's so many steps to whatever the career entails. So I had to go back to school and do my registered nurse, which was the main program. That took another many years, because I was not informed enough to know how many classes I should do as extra. So I just did what the program offered. And then I had to go back again and do what we call the Bachelor's of Nursing, or BSN also, which is part of it as well. And with all that, I was working full time. So I have never known until now what it is not to work, because I always worked and went to school in the morning. So I'd work all night and I would freshen up and head to school in the morning. And when I didn't, in between, then I would work two jobs. And I've done that for as long as I can remember. So this is over 30 years.
30 years. That's a lot of investing in yourself, in your life, in your growth. And I mean, you stuck around to it for so long. So obviously, one, you were very good at it. And two, also, you did enjoy it, right? So now at this point, when you quit your day job after investing that many years in it, what gave you, what inspired you to do this? And also, how did you find the bravery to do it?
Yes. Oh, wow. That's a great question, because I never thought I would come to this point where I have to answer a question. So it really, I love that. But blessings are there. Hard work pays off. Focus pays off. Faith, everything. Believe in yourself, all pays off. So working that hard and struggling and being homeless and for a while and raising a daughter and not able to afford, and also helping my family back home, and all that came with a price. It came with a price that I had to sacrifice so much time, finances, and it even got to where that I was sacrificing so much of my me time to them or to the people. And that's always been the person I thought I was, which I still am, but I had to get to a point and learn that it's going to be me sometime. Because what happened in 2015, I was doing all that and more. And I did so much that my body wouldn't take it anymore. And so I ended up getting diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, because my body was exhausted. I wasn't eating right at all. I wasn't taking no rest at all. I wasn't doing anything that was good for my body. And so my body talked to me, and it said, okay, this is what we're going to do to slow you down. And so when it did that, and I'll get back to that, is when through that, and after I did so much to take care of my body after I was diagnosed and realized what I should have done, I started to work on it. It took years and years. And through all that, I got to where like, okay, now it's going to be my time. I've worked for everybody else. I've been paying people's bills. I've changed my life, okay? Well, yes, I'm living the American dream, but I'm not, because I'm still working so hard. But when I went to do what we call a COVID crisis deployment recently, that was in January, what I saw is what made me decide, okay, I have been putting all this time and I'm here working 6 nights a week and I'm never resting. I've done this for almost 28 years. It is time. It is time that I decide to change things around. So after I did that for almost 4 months and saw how people, I've seen sick people in my job all the time in the hospitals, but when I saw all that in the hospitals and people are getting so sick and they're not taking even care of themselves and this disease is here, and I am one of those people that have recovered from my disease, I was like, when I get back home, I'm going to decide to put all this time that I've been putting to other people for me. And make my time my time. So that kind of changed the trajectory of everything. Also through a lot of support groups and a lot of good people and being in a good circle, all that together made me start seeing things differently. And now what I'm seeing now, what I'm seeing with myself, taking care of myself, has made me decide, I guess I can do this, you know? I don't have to work all the time, you know? I can sleep 8 hours a day, which to me was a big thing. It was a no-no. It never used to happen. It was so bad, I even had a sleep schedule because I had to get a sleep schedule and put in my calendar, which was enforced by a coach of mine. She said, you have to put this on a calendar. She counted how many hours I used to sleep. And she said, who sleeps 24 hours a week? We wrote it down. She said, I need you to log in for a week. And it came to 24 hours. And she said, Flossie, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. And so God bless Tamara, because she's my awesome coach. She said, we got to do a sleep calendar. And we did. And all those things made me think about that, because she actually made me text every time I slept, and I was so nervous I made sure I wasn't online anywhere so she don't see I didn't take a nap. Oh yes. So that's how I came about that and much more. But my disease and what I see and what I talk about lately as people helping themselves to stay healthy, I had to practice it, and it is the best thing that I ever did.
You know, you are practicing this on yourself, but also for a while now, I think this is the second year, right, since we've known each other on Rise. So you kind of started early in 2020 sometime, and you built your group, you built your online business, and, you know, you're helping people take care of themselves in so many healthy, natural ways. You have done so, it's incredible. I still remember that first video where you were so shy, just smiling and, you know, not talking that much. And you always used to be kind of sleepy because the timing was like that. And then the way you literally bloomed through that whole year in the group, you know, it's amazing. In fact, when I had Tamara on the show here last year, we discussed this too. And we were talking about her coaching journey and we discussed you. And we're like, yes, we can see the clear results of it. So it's kind of nice to hear you talk about, you know, more detail.
I wanted to let you in a quick secret, which Tamara knows. My first Zoom calls, when I joined you in Rise and Bloom, which was Rise and Bloom then, my first one was, because you know I have never been on Facebook. I joined Facebook in February 2020. Never done Facebook in my life. And when I joined Facebook, I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do with it. But my daughter said, join it for a purpose. I will never forget. She said, be disciplined and join it for a purpose. So when I joined it, and then I joined Rise and Bloom, and I didn't know what to do with joining, I'm like, okay, I joined, what next? And the first Zoom call, because I joined in February, on February 22nd, like a week after I joined Facebook, I was like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know what Zoom is. I don't know what in the world. I can't. I have no idea. I Googled Zoom and it's telling me what to do. I'm like, but I can't. So I skipped it. And then I saw the replay and I'm like, look at all these people. Intelligent. And this is on my phone because I didn't even know how to use my desktop. I never even knew anything about that. And so I was like, okay, so I'm watching all the replays and you people are talking on this podcast. They're talking about, we got this and we got this. Like, I do not know what these words mean. So then I said, okay, but Flossie, next month, you can do it. So the next month was March. And I said, okay, now I'm going to take a day off. Remember, I worked every day. Okay. And it was nighttime and it was the same evenings that you had the call and I had to be at work. I said, I'm going to take a day off in advance. So I asked for a day off to stay home and join you guys on the Zoom call. Ooh, I chickened out. I panicked. I can't do it. This time I had already done a Google search and a YouTube and all that so that I know what Zoom is and how it works. But it was going to be on my phone. I like, I can't, what am I going to say? So it was time. I just stayed away and I said, oh no, I can't. I touched the button. I tried. I was pacing up and down. I don't know what to do. I think I'll goof. What do I say? They won't understand my accent. They won't understand me. Oh no. Oh, I almost had a heart attack and I turned it off and I took a nap. Oh. Oh my God. I thought I was going to die. And so I stayed home and didn't go to work. And then after about a few days, I said, let me check the replay. So I checked the replay and you guys were talking about me too. Mm-hmm. And, mentioned my name. And I said, okay, I don't know what to do. And I said, this is too much intelligence. I don't know, have this knowledge. So I looked at the Facebook group and it said, okay, we need Flossie now. It's the second month. We need her to introduce herself. I was like, okay, how do I do that? So then I Googled again and I did a YouTube search and how do I introduce myself on Facebook? Because I didn't know how either. So after I did that, I did a video. I recorded it probably 50 times on my phone. Delete. And this was good because it wasn't live, but I was like, okay, no, I can't post that. No, delete. Delete. What do I say? So I finally got to it so many times. So when I put it in the Facebook group as an introduction, and all you guys were so kind and said how, oh, look at you. You know, you finally introduced yourself and you understood every word I said in my recording. I was like, oh my goodness. Oh, okay, I can do this. So that's how I started.
Wow, that is incredible. Like knowing this, that you know you were scared, and then how it came, and it is. I mean, it's like everyone on the group is really kind and very welcoming, and you know it was new to me. I mean, the technology wasn't new, but generally being a part of a mastermind and all these people who I didn't know, and like you said, like in so much intelligence, they were all achieving something, and I'm like, I have not done any. You know, all these things come up, right? But that kindness makes such a difference. Kindness
made me, groomed me. Yes.
Wow. Like, that's brilliant.
Those people, good people like this exist? You guys welcomed me so much after it took me 6 hours to put my webcam on my desktop because my desktop didn't have a camera and nobody knew how I struggled to even do that because technology was zero on me. I was like, what do you mean? And then I find out later from somebody, it only takes 2 minutes. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean? I couldn't figure out how to hook up a webcam because I had to buy one so that I can be doing it on my desktop because I never had a laptop. And that blew my mind too. And when I finally hooked it up, I was jumping up and down. Oh, I hooked up my camera. That was 6 hours. Was like something. Once I found out what I was supposed to click on, I was like, oh, that's it. 6 hours. I felt an achievement.
Like it's amazing and it's so inspiring because everybody who's listening, you can say that you don't have to know anything. You can start at zero knowledge. And this is so far what we've listened to Flossie's story twice already, right? The difficulty with the education and then finally coming to the US, then, you know, struggling through all those years and then becoming a nurse with English as the third, like that was the first thing. And then this, starting off with zero knowledge, not knowing Facebook, Zoom. And now, okay, so Flossie runs her own Facebook group where she helps people with health. She runs challenges, Zoom challenges and videos and workshops. She has written her first book, which I'm sure she's writing more now that she's at home. So much. It's incredible. And you should see, like, even on Instagram, she has these little video clips and these posts. It's so professionally done and it's incredible how much, yes, there is encouragement from the outside, but the key is you, like you believing in yourself and how much you have taught yourself without giving up. And yes, Flossie, even this question of joining the mastermind group, let me circle a bit back to that. How did you find out about it and what gave you the confidence to even join it? Because it is quite an investment, right? So how did you out of the blue say, hey, okay, I'm going to join this mastermind group?
Mastermind? I didn't know what a mastermind was. This is what I was doing. I started listening. You know how you Google stuff and my daughter is up there because my daughter is a blogger on the side and a freelancer, right? And she told me, Mom, you know this podcast, you send me little clips here and there. And I'm like, what is a podcast? So she said, why don't you get your Apple podcast? Okay, I take the app. Okay, so I looked at that. And that's what happened. I was going through and because my focus was about health, okay, because I had just recovered from my disease and all that. And I was so in tune on that. That was my thing. And I saw Food Heals as I was going through and scrolling. I'm like, oh, this is my thing. Because it's about food and it's what I'm trying to, this is what healed me. So I clicked on it. I'm like, oh, subscribe. Okay, I guess I will. Do I pay anything? Oh, he didn't ask me for anything. Okay. Okay. So I listened to it and here comes Allison. Whatever it was that day, I listened to that. But at the end of that podcast clip, she said, oh, you can join my mastermind, Rice and Bloom. I'm like, okay, how do I do that? So she gave the information and that's what I did. But I didn't know exactly. I went to her website and I joined it and I put my email address and she took the money. It took the money out of my car. I said, oh, okay. So I didn't know what mastermind was until I finally came to the first meeting. Even when I was watching you guys, the reruns, I was like, okay, so this is what mastermind is? You see what you've done? But how do you get to that?
You're following your intuition. That's it. Like you're just going with the flow and seeing, okay, this feels right. You're going with your feelings throughout. What I hear is like it felt like the right thing to do and the right path to take and the right energy to follow. And when you do that with the kind of confidence and faith and go with the flow, things do fall into place and work out. And then now we have the evidence.
Oh, absolutely. But what I would like to say, though, just to take this and say, you don't know what you have and you know and you got until you try it out and put it out there, because I didn't know I could do any of this. I didn't even know I could even go there and take care of a patient that's bleeding, which in the hospital, I didn't know any of that. I'm like, I can't do none of that. You don't know until you put yourself to it. We know so much. We got so much in us. And you gotta work it. You gotta work it and believe in yourself.
That is such a beautiful and very, very important message. To just believe in yourself and you can go through so much and come out of it knowing that you can. And I'm sure this whole journey has given you that additional confidence to be able to. It's one thing to say, okay, I want to take care of myself, so I'll quit my job, my very demanding job. But it's another to actually do it. And to be able to actually do it, I think it all comes from this evidence that you've seen with everything you've done in the past couple of years. Like, okay, if I do it, it's going to work out. So what's your plan now? Like, I know, yes, it's all about self-care, me time, but also you are helping people heal through food and, you know, take care of themselves. So what is it that you're doing now?
Okay. Thank you for that. But as you know, I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis, which is an autoimmune disease in 2015. Mm-hmm. So when I was diagnosed with that, which is another whole thing, and that's what brought me to the book. But how I ended up reversing that diagnosis is what blew my mind, that if you can reverse that autoimmune, which autoimmune is chronic and is usually fatal eventually. Okay, I know we are going to die eventually, but the disease is fatal eventually, because all you can do to that disease is manage the disease. Mm. But I was able to reverse that diagnosis with food, with change of lifestyle, with change of mindset, with juicing, with self-care altogether. It was not easy, but it is doable, and I did it. So I decided, oh my goodness. And that's why I wrote my book, Village Vibes, which is just to tell people it can be done. It can be done. So once I did that, I was like, seriously? During my research, I researched so much on food, how the food is processed, it contains most of the ingredients, the ones that do us harm. And with all that, I got so much knowledge and so much information that I was like, wow, I'm a nurse for 26 years and I didn't even know none of this. Mm. What about the people that don't even know anything to do with nursing? So all I'm doing every day is going to take care of my patients and giving them the medications, but I don't even know what the medication does for them. And I am here with my disease and I have declined to do. And I'm not saying decline to take your medicines, is I had to do my own research. So I said, wow, if you can add all that I mentioned and take your medication, see your doctor, get your treatment and all that it entails, there's much more you can achieve with your health. So I decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a mission. I'm going to follow my mission. I'm going to follow my heart. So I decided I'm going to start empowering people. I'm going to empower them community. And I'm going to empower them and show them and create awareness, as actually create awareness that you can live a life of just simply eating simple foods, healthy foods, just simple, live a simple life, change your mindset and think positive and do it, do the action and live a healthy life on top of everything else. And it doesn't take so much. It just takes wanting. So I decided I'm going to make this. Maybe one day will be. It might be a movement then. But I feel to me it's going to be a movement, because to me right now is a passion I have. And it is a mission for me. And somebody asked me the other day, how are you going to carry this mission? Just like you asked me. I'm going to make it public. So what I'm doing is I want to make it an inspiration. So what I did was I fetched myself a title, Where Do I Belong? Am I a health coach to tell people about myself and what I do? Because all I do is share my experience. And I share what I do, because I'm not going to tell you what I don't do or what I haven't done. So, and then you decide, you do what you do. And if you like what I do, fine. So what do I call myself? Do I call myself a health coach? Do I call myself a health mentor? I said, no, because I'm not teaching you to do anything, because that's not me. I'm not trained for that. What I'm doing is inspiring you. So I said, I'm going to be Flossie, the inspirational health advocate and guide. That's what I am going to do. And that is from my heart, from my experience, from my results. And whoever wants to learn or follow me and see, listen to my experience, I want to inspire them to continue with that, what I'm doing, if they want. I want to give them that support. I want to give them, nudge them a little bit. I'm like, come on, try that. It's doable. It's not going to cost you, you know, so much time to stay healthy, because you need your health before your wealth anyway, you know, before anything else. And so that is my next thing. And that is what, I don't even answer the question. That's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm putting together. I haven't decided whether I'm going to put it in terms of coaching, because and that's why I didn't want the title coach, because my thing is I want to inspire with my story. I want to talk. Mm. I want to speak. I want to go someplace and have 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 1,000 people and tell them my story and give them my experience and example and say, you can do this. You need me to back you up? You need to be your guide? You got me. I'll hear. You need me to be advocate? Yes, I'll empower you and I'll create that awareness with the knowledge and the experience that I have acquired. So that's what I want to do.
Beautiful. And it's not easy figuring out where you fit, you know, when you have these different alternative kind of passions and it's not mainstream. And it's beautiful what you've said, the advocate and the guide. It's absolutely lovely. Mm-hmm. And, I know you're already guiding people on your Facebook group. Can you tell a bit about that to everybody?
Yes. I do in my Facebook group. Thank you. In my Facebook group, what I do, I make my Facebook group fun.
What's it called? Can you tell everyone what it's called?
My Facebook group is called Simple Life Healthier You Family. Simple Life Healthier You. The you, just the letter U, family, because we are a family.
Mm.
We are a family. And who am I to think you're not healthy? So I say healthier. You're already healthy, right? I'm not going to judge. So I say healthier. I know the term is long, but also I say simple because everything I do is simple.
Mm.
We're not trying to get healthy, stressing with these fad diets that I'm like, okay, I got to calculate my calories, or I got to do this, or I got to buy this organic. It's so expensive. I can't afford. Oh my God, then I can't really do it. So I keep it simple to where I'm help people save their money and gain time freedom at the same time as they're getting healthy. For instance, to juice. Okay. Mm. I tell people in my group, we do juice in my group. You don't have to have a juicer if you can't afford a juicer or if you don't need or want a juicer. You don't have to. I juiced for years. This is one way I helped recover and reverse my disease, but I never used a juicer. I used a blender. I used what we call a magic bullet that was the size of a cup. I just learned how to use it in a simple, inexpensive way. You know, so that's what we do in my group. So we talk about how to simplify things, not to stress, not to be overwhelmed, how to do it. And I do them myself. We do little workouts here also to add to that. And we don't call them workouts. We call them having fun. For instance, this week, I have a teeny little challenge. I call it teeny because that's what it is. And all I do is I go to the park and I'm going to go after this. But I don't ask anybody else to do that because you can do it wherever you're at your office. And now this week, we have what we call dips. We're doing dips where you do 2 dips, 10 dips, 5, 10, whatever your level is at in your house with your holding your couch and just doing your dips, going outside like I do at the park and doing it at a bench, whatever it is.
You said dips, and I'm thinking dips like the dips you eat, and now I realize you're talking about an exercise
the
move.
The dips where you do the exercise.
got it.
Yes. So we do little exercise like that. We'll do little challenges, and I'll encourage them to post, and we'll do like giveaways, you know, like my shirts. I have my shirts that say Simple Life, Healthier You. Before that, I even had masks when we were talking COVID, and I have magnets like say Simple Life, Healthier You to encourage. So we'll do that. Then we'll do like warm lemon water challenges. And you'll be like, okay, did you drink your warm lemon water today? It takes 20 seconds to squeeze half a lemon into your warm water. Seriously, you can do that. So you squeeze your lemon water and you post yourself drinking the water. If you don't have time, just post the water. If you don't have time, just post that you drank the water. And it just reminds, and it's a daily thing, little things like that. So that's we do encouragement. We don't judge in my group. We want to have fun. And whatever it is that comes to my mind that day is what we do.
And that's lovely, and it does sound like a lot of fun, and especially the no pressure part, the no judgment part, you know, that is so important, right? Again, it comes back to the kindness and holding that safe space for people, and that's you sound like you're doing a beautiful job with that. What about the book? What kind of, so The Village Vibes, that's what your book is called. So generally, it's about your journey, your story. Yes. What is it like? What kind of people would it help?
My book could help people that really, really, really want to know that you can change your life. You don't have to come from a different country and come into the United States or whatever it is and eat and find their food and eat different. It just tells you whatever position you're at, wherever you're at, that you can do your own research, or you can want to change how you eat or drink, and you can change how you think, just to change your life, no matter the circumstances, no matter the finances, that you do your own research, keep yourself informed, and know what you're eating, what you're drinking, what medicine you're taking. When the doctor tells you you have something going on with you, find out what it is. Don't just sit back and say, okay, I got to go to the doctor's appointment in 3 months. They told me this is what I have. So you go, you get your treatment, and then you come back home and you're taking your medications religiously. Then 3 months comes again, or 4 months for the next appointment, and you go and tell the doctor this medication doesn't seem to be working. So he gives you a different kind, or he adds you some for the side effect, or whatever test he may book or want you to have, and then you come back and continue with the same pattern. So it encourages you to know what it is that may be going on, or even prior, which is prevention versus reaction. I encourage that too, because when you get to the reaction, then you are losing money, commission, and you're stressed and all, even if you can do that before. But know about yourself, your body, so that you're your own advocate, you're your own guide, you're your own person, you know what's going on. Do your research, read on it, see what questions you can ask or what you can do different. So in other words, when you come home after all that, even from the doctor or anything like that, know what you should do and put, what you should eat, what you should put in your body, what you should drink, what mindset you should have in your mindset, what meditations you should do, just because that is all adds up, so that you already are always informed and you're aware. You know, research the food. You know,
that's a great strategy. But I do have a question. Now, if you're Googling, there is so much contrasting information that comes up, and it can get confusing. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you do, right? And can even get scary with each disease, they have the worst case scenario and things. And, you know, it's all about also maintaining that positive mindset. So how do you know what you should be listening to? How do you filter things?
Good question. Really good question. But that's where the support comes in. Okay. That's where the support comes in. That's why the circle, your circle comes in, because all this have to do with the people that you hang around with, you talk to, the group that you know, the people that you know. Okay. The support comes in. You want to reach out to people that you even know. You also know. Okay. And even the Facebook groups come in, even the podcast like yours comes in, because that's how I educate myself as well. Okay. And then you listen to real people giving real stories, giving real experiences, and you will always, every single time, get something that is going to resonate with you. Like your podcast, I love it. When I'm feeling low and down, I listen to it, and it will tell me, oh, Flossie, okay, this is how to get joy, because you always make me smile. I can tell behind that microphone you're smiling, and the words you say across, that come across the microphone. So podcasts will help you. Like I said, Facebook groups, the books you read, okay? It's not necessarily that you have to Google. Yes, you can go like YouTube and see real people saying their stuff, what they did. That helps as well. All that, you don't have to go to Google MD or whatever it is. And if you do, research more than 3 or 4 sources. They have credible sources. But you want to know what medication, why did the doctor give me this pill? Don't just put it down and grab a glass of water. You want to know what the side effects of that medicine. It might just be on the attachment in the little paper that comes with it. Read that first, at least. At least have an idea. Oh, I could pass out with this medication sometime, or I could have a headache. Don't just have a headache and say, oh, now I have a headache. Why? Those little things, don't just swallow a pill you don't even can pronounce the name because the doctor gave it to you, because the doctor went to school to do his job. Yes, he knows his job. I'm not downplaying that. But know that medicine, because somebody also made that medicine, and it involves science and all and research. But also you can do your little research, like know what it is, what else it does. Does it only help with whatever it is you're going through. Because like my the medications I was subscribed, two of them were immunosuppressants, which help with chemo, with cancer, because they can help sarcoidosis as well. So I needed to know that. And I'm like, okay, I already know the side effects of some of these medicines because I'm a nurse, but I got to dig deeper. So don't just take it and get the water and say, I'm good. Okay, another one was prednisone for me. Okay, I know the prednisone as because I'm a nurse, it makes you add weight because it makes you add a lot of water. Okay, it really, really, really messes up with your immune system. So you catch a cold or flu, whatever, easier. So I knew this. But if you didn't, it will tell you not directly, but even you read that insert, it will say, okay, side effects are lowering your immune system. It says that. I'm like, okay, do I want to take this? Let me see what else I can do. And then you'd be like, maybe tomorrow I'll see if I can find out a group that helps me with, oh, if I eat different or I drink more water or I do this. Because we all know that food is medicine. We just don't know how to go about it. Because even medications are created from food. They just have additives and extra ingredients, correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, medications are made from food.
Yep, absolutely. A lot of people tend to forget that, you know, like, okay, a lot of the medicine comes from plants, from food. So how about we just go directly to that? And will that help? And how much will it help? I totally resonate with what you're saying about taking charge of your health and finding out more instead of just like not really bother about it and then just follow it like a zombie. Whatever is told to you, just believe it and follow it. You know, that's just no way to live your life, whether it's regarding your health or anything else either.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that's beautiful, Flossie. And I'm very excited to see your journey more, your very inspiring journey and your growth, and, you know, to know about what else you're going to be doing now that you have all this time for yourself and your self-care journey and everything. Before we close up, could you tell everybody how to connect with you, where they can contact you, and also if you have any other last message that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yes, thank you so much. Most importantly is take care of your health before anything else. I don't want to say put health in your own hands, but I want to say put you in your own hands. Okay? Put you in your own hands. Know your body. Know yourself before anybody knows you. Because when you don't know your body and you take it to the doctor, that's outsourcing your body. Okay? You're giving him your body like you give your car to a dealer, like, or a mechanic. Here is a car, fix it. And you walk away, pick it up 4 hours later. So don't do that to your body. Know it first. Know that if I drink so much water, I feel like this. If I drink this, I feel like this. So know what you put in your body, because that's number one. Before you put medication in your body, when it is and it is important, do that. But know even the food, because they all interact anyway. So that is what I would say. So that is so important to me. So the other thing I also talk to people about is, think prevention versus reaction. And I say prevention versus reaction because you don't want to get, if you haven't been there, get to being diagnosed with a disease, which you get to say, I wish I could have done this, or I saw it coming. Because I'm not going to lie to you, I saw mine coming. I could feel the discomfort. I started feeling tired. My shoulders would be telling me, Flossie, slow down. I'm like, nah, I got to work another shift. And I'd be like, I got to finish this. Because I had a project back home in Kenya. I'm like, oh, I got to build this. I got to do this. And I'll go another day. I'll come home and I'll be like, okay, now I'm going to do this. I'll give myself a little massage. I'll get a massage. I call it a hot water bottle on my shoulder. I will feel better. I'll go back to work the next day. So I felt it coming, but I kept ignoring the symptoms. So before you get there, before you get the diagnosis, prevent yourself, not even way close to having the symptoms. Eat right. Drink right. Think right. Practice what works for you. Mine, what I practice, I call it MBS. That's acronym for mind, body, and soul. My calendar reads MBS. I take care of my mind. However you do it, mine is prayers every day, wherever I'm at. I could be on the bus. I could be whatever, as long as I'm not driving. Meditation. That's my mind. Journaling. I do a gratitude journal every day. Three things every day. And then when I have time, I do another journal of whatever, like what's been going on. So mind, body, and soul. Body is your exercise. Don't go crazy going to a gym. Just move your body. Move your body up and down your steps. You have an upstairs. Move your body in the back here. Move your body in your living room. Okay? If you're sitting on your couch, like I said, dips, and it's not dips the dip. And do that. You know, something. Move your legs. Do something. That's it. So all those things. And soul, which is I was including prayers. So do that. Put that into your everyday. Don't stress. Don't really stress. Just do little things different times, whenever. Okay?
Mm.
So that's what I see. Then eat simple, easy. Don't go going on a diet where it is going to drive you crazy trying to figure out, okay, this is how much I got to buy for this. I got to eat this today, tomorrow. I can't eat this because this is what the diet calls for. Then you have trouble keeping up. Just eat simple. As long as it's healthy, if you research your food or know what is good for you that needs to be organic and what doesn't need to be organic, because nothing, not everything needs to be organic. What you can afford, cook at home, cook simple. That's what I would say. So prevent yourself, prevention versus reaction. That will save you so much headache, because once you have the reaction, which is now when you're really sick, there's so much that involves. It involves stress, depression, being out of commission. Oh my goodness, everything in the whole nine yards. And it is the worst. It is the worst.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a very, very important advice. The prevention and self-care. Yeah.
Yes. And I just want to ask your viewers, okay, I'll give you what I do every morning too while I'm doing my MBS. I start even today, 5 o'clock in the morning. First thing I did was just get my warm water and squeeze my half a lemon, because just wakes me up, perks me, my eyes, I'm awake, and then it's fighting the inflammation in my body. Every day, it takes less than a minute to do that. So you guys, do that for me. Do that for me. Make it a daily. But what I have is I have my Instagram, which I post when I can. I don't put pressure on doing any of that. I do when I can do it, because I try not to. I do everything simple. It's called Flossing Jama. My Facebook group is Simple Life Healthier You, the letter U, family. And my website, which is almost going to be revamped really soon, is www.simplelifehealthieru.com.
I'm going to put all these links in the episode's webpage, so all of you know where to go and where to click, and you know the spellings and all that, because Flossie, it's, you know, when she says Instagram, it's at FlossieNjama, Flossie Njama. So I'll have all of these links put up in the episode's webpage, so you can go catch Flossie, look at her content, connect with her. As you have already listened to her, you know she has this warm, welcoming, really lovely energy. So get more of that. You know, I hope more people join your Facebook group and drink the lemon water every day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Flossie.
Tasmira, this was beautiful. I am so blessed to have you interview me. I am so thankful.
Thank you. I'm thankful to that you were able to share your very inspirational story. Multiple stories, multiple changes, and as you keep growing, and you know how you don't let anything stop you. That's just beautiful. So thank you so much for that, Flossie.
Thank you too. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, lovely people. If you enjoyed this episode, you are totally gonna like everything I send in my Feel Good Tribe newsletter. I send out emails once or twice a month with secret stories, fun updates, life and business tips, vegan guidance, and so much more. Go to my website, veganosaurus.com, that is veganosaurus.com, and scroll down right to the bottom to be able to sign up to the newsletter. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye!